Blog Talk Radio. Tennyson's book called Wise Women, Celebration of Their Insights, Courage, and Beauty, one of these wonderful women named Christine Lee, age 67, writes, "The most important thing is to try and enjoy life, because you never know when it will be gone. If you wake up in the morning and you have a choice between doing the laundry and taking a walk in the park, go for the walk in the park. You'd hate to die and realize you had spent your last day doing laundry." Happy holidays, everyone, and a big hello. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, December 9th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. I want to thank you for joining us, as you do every week. It's just so wonderful to have you with us. And we love hearing from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. Again, those 10 sexy digits are 347-857-2710. And you can always email me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibe, V-I-B, like boy, E, experience. @gmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions, your concerns, your thoughts, your ideas, a good joke. I'm always looking for new material. And we'd love to just plain old keep in touch. Well, now here's the thing about live radio. Sometimes things go a little awry, and that has happened today. My guest today was going to be internationally renowned speaker and founder of the To Be Success System, Barbara Hofmeister. But unfortunately, she is helping people relive their own dreams somewhere else and was not able to make our show today. So the other guest who is on our show, which I think you might find also very interesting, is creative, funny, smart, educated, outrageous, and it's you. We're going to give you an introduction to you, as my good friend Cindy Goldenberg, who is a clairvoyant and psychic who has been on the show, this is what she helps people get in touch with, the you we always want to know. So we're going to get in touch with you, and that'll be very interesting. So it's just going to be me and you. I kind of like how that works. It's going to be me and you. And before we get started, let me pick out one of these wisdom cards and see what kind of wisdom we're going to be throwing into the mix today. And the wisdom card reads as follows: I am at peace. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time and space and sequence. Well, that's a good one. I am at peace. There are many things that we can do to help us find our true selves. And I don't know about you, but I have just started a yoga practice. And I have been to other yoga classes, but this particular yoga class that I'm involved in, it's called Swan Yoga. And Swan, the word Swan is an acronym for Strength, Wisdom, Abundance, Now. And it's just very interesting, because we're going to focus on what we can do to help peel back these layers and discover you. And one of the ways in which we can do that is through the practice of yoga. Yoga is just a wonderful tool to use as far as an exercise tool. There's strength, flexibility. You wake up every morning, and we all have those aches and pains. And as we get older, those aches and pains become louder. And so we want to soften those aches and pains by taking yoga. And I think what we all are looking for, or we have a voice, that inner voice, that intuition, a lot of women call it. It's that little voice within us that tells us not to walk in front of a car in the middle of the street, but it also can guide us in a particular direction. And if we allow ourselves to hear that voice, then that is where all the magic is, because that voice will direct us to a particular path that will enable us to see things a little differently. I don't know. I think this is a perfect time to get out a piece of paper and something to write with, because I'm going to make some notes too, because you never know what happens on these when we're talking about us. We need to want to reflect and look back at what we write. So get a piece of paper and a pen handy, and let's see what kind of notes and ideas that we can come up with to help you find the you that is so terrific, wonderful, talented. And when you do that, then that is half the battle, because we already have all we need to be a success in anything that we do, whether it's in personal relationships, if it's in employment. It's all within us. We tend to look outside ourselves in accomplishments to help validate who we are, but let's face it, we are fabulous just as we are, and we just need to believe that. So I would like to help you hear what that voice sounds like so that you can tap into yourself and be able to hear that. And I wanted to get back to a yoga practice. All your listeners who are in the Los Angeles area, if you're interested in this particular yoga practice that I mentioned before, Swan Yoga, it's a form of Hatha Yoga where it's from the heart. It's a prema yoga, so it's a lot of stretching, and it's still, you get your cardio up. It's just wonderful, and at the end of the yoga practice is a meditation, and that's what yoga does. It prepares you for meditation, and when you are in a specific meditation, it's an ability to be at peace, and I liken it to being drunk, having one too many cocktails. You know that loopy feeling, you're kind of spinning, and there's a whole bunch of bright light that you see, and you just are just so goofy and light, and you don't, it's uncontrollable. It's more of an intoxicating feeling, and when you feel that, it's just such a beautiful place to be, because at that moment you realize that you are in the moment, and that is what is so important, because when you're in the moment of any situation, that is where the ego does not reside, and so you don't get that annoying, nagging little voice that says, all right, you know you're never good at writing. You're not very good at public speaking, and you'll never be a successful plumber. That ego does not live in that, in the moment. So if we can learn what the present feels like, and every time it'll be different, but it's that very peaceful place, and that is where we would like to be, and that's where we'll be able to better hear that inner voice to help guide us to what we want to do. Our lines are open, so please feel free to call in and ask questions at 347-857-2710. And we'd be happy to have a little dialogue and answer any questions anybody might be having about this process. So let me go back to my initial comment about that inner voice. How do you hear it? How do you know it's there? It's always there, but there are times when we surround ourselves with so much loud noise that we don't hear the little voice within. Sit down wherever you are. If you're sitting down, take a moment, close your eyes, and what do you see? I'm doing this with you. What do you see? It's kind of a dark space. So bring your eyes to the tip of your nose and breathe. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. And what does that feel like? Is that a sense of piece. Now, you might be able to hear that little voice that says, oh, no, I got to get back to work. Oh, no. Oh, don't forget to call Aunt Sue. Or, oh, gosh, I got to get dinner ready. Try to just focus on a light. And then you'll hear a little voice. Maybe you have a dream. Maybe you are working on a particular project, a creative project that you're at a crossroads and you don't know the next step to take. Now would be that time to ask that. As they say, prayer is asking for help. Meditation is listening to that help, and we all have that within us. And it is the end of the year, and I guess I'm in a mood of reflection because next year, 2011, is around the corner, and I know I want to take all the skills and tools and lessons that I've learned this past year, especially from the numerous guests that I have had on the show, which has been so spectacular and amazing. I'm so thankful and grateful for having people open up their lives to me and to hear their personal journey and their stories. It is just, it's just amazing, and we each have a special story to tell, and it's not over. It's never over. So I would like to help you find that you, that special you, and bring it out of its shell, because that you is the magical you. That you is the you that's intoxicating, that is sexy, intelligent, creative, all those qualities that we all possess. We have that. And when you believe and hear that wonderful qualities that are you, then other people will feel those things also. And that's what we're all about. And since we are being thankful for what we do have, because we are enough as we are, as I mentioned earlier, we often try on a variety of hats, whether it's different types of jobs or learning new skill sets. Those are all very important. But if the validation, I guess what I want to say, doesn't necessarily come from those activities outside of ourselves. It comes from being surrounded by people who are like-minded, who are there to support you, family, friends, educators, employers, whomever it may be, but also a knowing about ourselves that we are the best we can be at any given moment, and to realize that we're perfect being imperfect, and that's the beauty of moving forward. And I guess that is part of the theme of how to be comfortable in your own shoes. It's what I'm really trying to share with all of you is how to be comfortable with you. And I don't think you'll be able to be comfortable with you unless you're introduced to you. And we are fabulous. You are fabulous. And so let's peel back those layers of who you are. I'm sure you're hearing this and you might think, wow, that is a daunting task. How do I go about that? What do I do? I've never met me, or you may perceive yourself one way and others perceive you differently. There could be many layers of who you are, and that's the beautiful thing. We're just a myriad of qualities, like a wonderful recipe. There's just not one ingredient that makes that cake stand out. It's just a number of ingredients mixed and blended together to create this well-defined product, and that's who we are. And I think what I'm finding out about a lot of people, and especially the story of the guests that I've had on the show who have achieved greatness, those of you that tuned in last week to hear the personal story of Joe Kibler, this 21-year-old young man who was born HIV positive and who was told that he would never walk again, and over the course of his 21 years has gone from wheelchair to crutches to canes, And what an inspiring story that is, because here's a young man that defied all odds and proved something to himself as well as to other people, that he could succeed in walking, that he could have a life, that he could move forward. And he was fearless. And I guess that's what I'm trying to convey to you, is don't allow fear to prevent you from taking a tiny step. It doesn't have to be a major step, but any step in the forward motion. That's what's key. And to be honest with you, we're all fearful at one point or another. I know I've experienced many fearful opportunities that were, oh my God, I don't think I could do that. But if you just kind of dip your toe in the water a little bit and learn what it feels like to be a little comfortable being uncomfortable, then you'll want to take these risks and know that it's only going to be, it's a risk that you take to better yourself. It's not something to harm you. So the worst that could ever happen by not taking a risk is that you're going to be stuck in that same unhappy place that you are. But now you have an opportunity to move forward and take a risk. And I am here to help you. Those people that feel that they can't do it alone, and a lot of us feel that we need support, a friend, an organization, and there are plenty out there. But if those of you who want to contact me, you can also email me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com or through the blogtalkradio.com/Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, hyphen Leibowitz, L-I-E-B-O-W-I-T-Z. We can help you get started on the path to helping you move through your fears and take that first step. I'm going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to a little bit of Carolyn Waters. Stay tuned.
End of December, I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. Music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your house deep in the desert. Are you living for nothing now? Hope you're keeping some kind of record, yeah. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair.
You were listening to a lovely song by Carolyn Waters, and we're back with Lauren Leibowitz and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. And today's topic is you. Introducing you to you from my lovely friend Cindy Goldenberg, clairvoyant and psychic, who has written a very powerful book called Forgiveness, the Divine of Power. I always get her book mixed up, and I apologize for that. But it's a powerful book about forgiveness. And if you are interested in her book, please contact me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com or here at blogtalkradio.com/Lauren-Leibowitz, and we'd be happy to help you with her book. So let's get really down to some tools and some tips to really help you get started and to move forward so that when January 1, 2011 rolls around, you are ready to fly out of the chute like Zenyatta and not be last, but you're going to make a valiant effort to put the best foot forward and keep moving forward until you find answers, solutions, and people around you to help you achieve a dream, a passion, move up in your career, wherever it may be, and to understand that all we actually need to do it. It's so simple, but I guess it's the fear, I think, that prevents us from using any of these tools that I'm going to discuss with you. Number one is ask for help. It's a very simple task, but it seems that most people have a hard time doing that. And all you really need to do is just say, "Hi, I am in need of blank. Can you help me? I need your help." And you would be surprised how many people will be willing to help you. It's a miracle. A few years ago did a benefit. My mother, I mentioned this to you before, my mother passed away from Alzheimer's, and I produced a benefit in her memory called Laughter That Heals, because laughter was the way I could best deal with the disease my mother was afflicted with. And of course, when you do a benefit, you rarely use your own money. That wouldn't be wise, but some people do. But if you don't have the money, how are you going to get something off the ground? And I think in general, when a lot of people start a project, they do a little self-sabotage and look at the overall picture and say, well, I don't have the money, I don't have the contacts, I don't have the this, I don't have the that. And then before you know it, you haven't even attempted to take a step in the direction of fulfilling a particular a goal or project. So here's where that first step of asking for help came in. It's seeing opportunity. And that's where also listening to that little voice comes in handy as well, that I mentioned earlier about being able to sit quiet and put out there in your mind what it is you would like to accomplish and how to go about do it. You don't really need to know the how to do it. You just need to listen, just take a step forward. So as an example, in doing this Laughter That Heals benefit in memory of my mother, I knew I wanted to have an event that I didn't want to pay for it myself. So I needed a strategic partner, a win-win situation. What would that be? So in this case, it was a restaurant that was recently opened, and they were looking for customers. So you do a little, I have this to offer. How about if I bring X amount of people, let's say 150 people, to your restaurant in exchange for allowing me to host an event at your restaurant? And then you work out the details as far as what the restaurant will provide and whatnot. Excuse me. And it turns out that in my case, the venue was complimentary, and I charged my guests a fee to attend this event, because that fee went to the charity. So you want to try to limit your expenses, because all the proceeds that I raised for the Alzheimer's Association actually went to the event. So you want to limit your expenses, but there are several. But when I asked the chef of the restaurant, he was very open to provide hors d'oeuvres, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, and being a restaurant, they had a full bar, so it was a no-host bar, meaning that the guests would pay for the drinks. So in looking back at this particular project, wanting to do something, whether you want to raise money for PETA or whatever your pet charity is, or if you're a filmmaker and you want to start a film or whatever it is, it can be daunting to say, wow, I don't have the right equipment, the right people to help me. You do. You just got to take that small step. We all need to build a circle of influence. We have our own circle of influence, and the best way to find somebody to help you or to increase your customer base is to, A, if you already own a business and are in need of new customers, is to keep in touch with your existing customers, because they will bring you new customers. It's much easier to get a customer from an existing customer than it is when you don't have a customer. But you'd be surprised that when you look in your database, your circle of influence, people that you know, it's the people you know who might know people. And this is where clever. It's all coming into a big circle about now asking for help, how you can ask your friends, I am doing a benefit for a particular charity and I'm looking for a host, a comedian. Can you help me? And then this lovely dance unfolds about hearing, having a dialogue with people, communicating to people what your wants, goals, and needs are, and also hearing other people's wants, goals, and needs. Getting back to the chef of the restaurant, basically what most people want in that capacity is an awareness to get their restaurant or product publicized and also to create revenue. So by my bringing in 150 people to a relatively new restaurant that had just opened, that's how I sell what I want, what the chef wants, and then I get what I want. It's just very interesting. So on your piece of paper, jot down these few words. Take a look at your circle of influence. Always ask for help or people to help you. And what I find so interesting and exciting is the dialogue, the exploration of talking to people, mano y mano, like we're doing today, talking to people and hearing what they have to say. If you're in somebody's office on an interview or if you're have a sales call to make, it's not necessarily about pushing what you're selling. It's about taking a moment to survey the room. What kind of items, photos, what is in that person's office that they value? Because when you figure out what that person values the most, that's what they'll spend their money on. So it's very interesting to do. Here's another example just of that. Doing a particular sales call many years ago. My associate lives in Hawaii, and her husband was associated with a very well-known private school in Hawaii. So upon entering the office of this person we were going to sell our product to, my friend noticed that this gentleman had gone to the same private high school that her husband taught at. So obviously there was the connection. So the conversation began with, oh, my goodness, you went to Punahou? My husband teaches at Punahou. And so the dialogue opened, and it became, again, a dance, because now you're building a relationship. And that's what is key. It's building a relationship. It's building a relationship with you, learning to love you for you. And when you love you for you and you go out into an environment, an opportunity to sell anything, you're basically selling you. And it's falling in love with you. It's knowing who you are, positive, and I don't even want to use the word negative. It's all good, but your pluses and minuses and working out where your strengths are and your weaknesses and how to use all of that. It's delicious. It's all good. How to use all the things that you have to go out and fulfill your dream and let the you that's so wonderful, so spectacular. So we're just polishing you. We're just, just polishing whatever rough edges there are. And you know what? We'll be right back. Let's take a brief moment and listen to another singer who I am so thankful who was on my show. Let's hear a tune from Donna Dewson. We'll be right back.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have we're journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, have you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenade.
Welcome back. You're live with Lauren Leibowitz and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. And it's mano a mano. It's you and you, getting to know you. And I just wanted to read you a little something, share some words from Soren Gordhammer, this very interesting article about being happy. And he writes that, I guess, we have become a society. I mean, we're human beings. That's who we are. And we have become a society caught in the doing. And we become disconnected from what we may call presence or being. And as Ram Dass used to say, we become human being, doings, rather, instead of human beings. We become human doings instead of human beings. And the big question is, how do we connect with being? And for Eckhart Tolle and others of this ilk, I guess one simple way is to, as Eckhart Tolle says, is to focus your attention away from thinking and direct it into the body where the being can be felt. And this kind of goes back maybe to a yoga practice where you can begin to feel what that is like. And I guess even now when I'm reading these words to you, it can bring attention to your body, and you can see these thoughts arise and pass without riding the train of associated thoughts that might take you away from this moment, right? So here's something I'd like you all to try for this day. So jot this down on your pad of paper. Whenever you notice your mind wandering, invite intention back into your body. Now, you need to focus less on the doing and more on the being, and then see if the actions you do take more often come from that place of ease and focus. And I guess in the sports world, they'd like to call that the zone. And prioritize not what you are doing as much as the quality of attention you bring to what you are doing. And that would mean that you are in that moment. So what you are doing right now deserves your full attention. And if you'd like some other wisdom from Soren Gordhammer, he's the author of Wisdom 2.0 and organizer of Wisdom 2.0 conferences, which unites staff from technology companies such as Twitter and Google, and wisdom from traditions to explore living and find a deeper purpose and to find that fabulous you that is, you know, it's kind of like the you is in the back of your closet. You've kind of pushed it aside. It's not neatly stored. It hasn't been pressed. It's still beautiful. It's all lovely, but it's been pushed away in the back of the closet on top of other things. And I think it's about time we do a little spring cleaning and get that that you that is so wonderful out there. I want to see that fabulous you that is out there. So to kind of recap what we have been talking about, it's about an introduction to the one person that will always be there for you, that you can always count on, that pretty much loves you, has all the answers, and that is you. You know, we can own, you know, we are best at being who we are. I guess living in Los Angeles, it's challenging to want to be something other than you're not. in the sense that through advertisement, through Hollywood, the movies, they're always trying to sell us a certain way to look, a certain way to dress, a certain way to be. And it's about being who you are, because nobody else does you better than you. And it's okay to follow trends and wear the latest outfits and have follow the latest philosophical thoughts, but don't neglect that wonderful, unique quality that makes you you, because that is what people want to see. That is, gosh, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And what a perfect gift for yourself for the holidays. It's always about giving to others, and which is lovely, but how about giving to yourself? How about giving yourself the gift of discovering who you are? And there are so many different ways to do that, whether it's through a motivational seminar, a workshop, a yoga practice. And if you'd like information about Swan Yoga or any other type of yoga available in your area, please feel free to contact me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com, or you can always call me at 310-749-5789. And I must say, it has just been a very interesting tour with you all today. It's just been lovely being with you and helping you, I hope, rediscover you and to start taking steps, tiny steps, a small step, a phone call, a look in the mirror, an acknowledgement of loving yourself for who you are and knowing that you are not alone. You have people out there to help you. Ask for help. It's all a wonderful experience. And I want to thank you all for joining me again today on this journey of self-discovery. It's a beautiful thing. And please join me next time when my guest will be Piper Carter, a creative New York soul, a photographer, and she's going to share her life with us next time. And once again, if you would like to email me about today's show, you have any questions, or if you'd like a one-on-one consultation, I am here to hopefully guide you, and I have a circle of influence that can help you, so I am here to help you. You can email me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com, or give me a jingle at 310-749-5789. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and again, thank you so much for joining me today and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. And I'm going to leave you with another fabulous artist. Well, let's leave you with another tune by Donna Dewson and that Old Devil Moon. And I'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes.
You and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins to be witchy to me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night burning their light can't hold a candle. Flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I want to cry, I want to croon, I want to laugh just like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. couple of butter.